Within this temple is the worshipable deity of Srila Lilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this area was his home where Sachi Devi grew up, and together they worshipped this very ancient deity of Madan Gopal. Recently, the temple and the care of the deities has come under the care of the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and by the very dedicated efforts of Gauranga Prema and his team of devotees, they are so wonderfully maintaining this temple. And it is by their grace that we are here today. This part of Navadvip is called Belpukara. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was taking Srila Jiva Goswami to the holy places of Navadvip, they came to this very spot. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu told something of the history of the sacred place. In this forest, a group of very pure-hearted Brahmins were worshipping Lord Shiva with prayers and devotion, offering him the leaves of the bilva tree. Due to the sincerity of their worship, Lord Shiva personally appeared before them and gave them Krishna Bhakti. Amongst the Brahmins, there was one whose name was Nimbaditya. Lord Shiva saw his very great attention in his devotion. He informed him that nearby there is a forest where the four Kumaras are performing meditation. Actually, they are your gurus. You should go there and worship them. If you take shelter of their lotus feet, they will give you the greatest treasure in all of existence. They will give you Krishna Prema. So Nimbaditya came to that part of the forest, and there he saw the four Kumaras sitting on a raised platform, deeply in meditation. He was so happy, exhilarated, he called out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When the four Kumaras heard this, they came out of their meditation. They saw this great devotee offering his obeisances. They embraced him very affectionately. Who are you? What have you come for? Certainly we will fulfill whatever is your prayer. He introduced himself and surrendered at their lotus feet. Then, of the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar, Sanat Kumar spoke. He told Nimbaditya that it is your good fortune that you have come here. This is the holy land of Navadvip. And previously, we were the worshippers of the impersonal Brahman. But by the causeless mercy of the Lord, now we are tasting the nectar of pure devotional service. Sanat Kumar explained that we wrote a book called Sanat Kumar Samhita. You should take initiation and learn the process of worshipping Radha Krishna according to these teachings. Nimbaditya was very, very happy. He went to take his bath in Ganga and returned. The four Kumaras informed him that in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will see how degraded human society becomes. Therefore, he will send four empowered Vaishnavas to spread the pure doctrine of devotional service. He will bring Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, and the fourth person will be you. Ramanujacharya, was taught by Lakshmi Devi in her line of parampara, Madhvacharya by Lord Brahma, Vishnu Swami by Lord Shiva, and it is the Lord's desire that we personally teach you the science of pure devotional service. Then they initiated him into the Radha Krishna mantra and taught him the process of pure love of God in the spirit of the residents of Vrindavan. Four Kumaras departed and Nimbarkacharya came to this place, and in secluded he was chanting the holy names of the Lord and worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. By the grace of his guru, Sri Sri Radha Krishna appeared before his very eyes in this place. He surrendered his life at their lotus feet. They told him that you are very fortunate, for you are doing your bhajan in Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham is our own personal spiritual place, because here we combine into one form as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then right before Nimbarkacharya's eyes, the two forms of Radha Krishna combined and became the beautiful golden form of Lord Gauranga. Nimbarkacharya was astounded. He offered his obeisances. He surrendered his life. He said, "Never have I heard or seen anything like this." Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu told him that what you see today, you must keep completely as a secret. Do not reveal it to anyone. You should preach widely throughout the land pure devotional service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. But in the age of Kali, I will appear in this form. And during my pastimes, I will relish the taste of educational expertise. I will become the greatest scholar of the land. At that time, you will also take birth in Kashmir. Your name will be Keshav Kashmiri. You will get a benediction from the goddess Saraswati, and you will be a very great scholar. You will be so proud and arrogant. You will challenge everyone you meet in debate. You will go to all the holy places. And when you come to Navadvip, just by the sound of your name, all the scholars will run in fear. But I will meet you, and I will defeat you. At that time, you will surrender to me, and I will give you pure bhakti. And then I will once again send you out to preach the message of pure devotional service. So for now, you teach the Dvaita-Dvaita philosophy, and you keep what you have seen and heard a great secret. Then Lord Gauranga disappeared from this place, and Nimbarkacharya wept in ecstatic love, and then began his great mission of establishing the Nimbarka Sampradaya. When he took birth again, he became the Digvijay Pandit. He traveled to every holy place, wherever there was colleges, institutions, or scholars, pundits. He challenged them to debate, and nobody could stand before him. Wherever he went, he carried a Jayapatra. That is a certificate. When he would defeat someone, they would have to sign their name and formally declare, "I have been defeated by Keshav Kashmiri." And he wouldn't leave them alone until they signed it. After going to all other places of scholarship, he finally came to Navadvip. When he arrived, the scholars of Navadvip were racked with fear. They didn't know what to do. It was the constant talk amongst all of them that Digvijay Pandit has come. Navadvip has a reputation of being the high seat of learning for the whole world. He will smash us to pieces. Our whole reputation will be spoiled. What are we going to do? It is said that whenever he opens his mouth, Saraswati, the goddess of learning, speaks from his tongue. Who could possibly defeat him? The whole of Navadvipa was shaking in anxiety. Nimai Pandit was sitting with his students. One day they told him, Nimai, our great teacher, have you heard? The Digvijay Pandit has come to Navadvipa. It is said that Saraswati speaks whenever he opens his mouth. He has his Jayapatra. The people of Navadvipa are trembling in fear of him. They don't know what to do. He's become so rich and so famous that wherever he goes in a procession with Brahmins chanting mantras, with horses and chariots, elephants, palanquins, marching bands. Now he's in Navadvipa. Nimai smiled. He said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead never tolerates the great burden of false pride. If someone is too proud, then the Lord will crush that pride to powder. A tree that is heavy with ripe fruits, and a person who actually has good qualities, they both bow their heads to all people at all times. Ravana, Nahusha, Haihaya, and so many. All of these demons, they were powerful, they were learned, but they became proud. But they were all ruined. The Lord crushed their pride into pieces. And you will see, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, soon this Digvijay Pandit will be defeated. Then he took his students to the Ganges. He placed the water on his head. He bowed down to Mother Ganga. Then he sat down in the moonlight to give his class. While he was giving class, he was thinking in his heart that this Digvijay Pandit, he's so arrogant. I have to defeat him. But if I defeat him in public, his pride will be so terribly smashed. His honor will be destroyed. He will die. Somehow or other, I have to defeat him and preserve his sense of honor. Just at that time, by the Lord's own sweet will, Keshav Kashmiri happened to be walking along the bank of the Ganges. He saw a group of students, thousands, and in the center was Lord Chaitanya. When he saw the beautiful golden form of Nimai Pandit, he was staring at him without even blinking his eyes. Who could this be? Could this be the Nimai Pandit I have heard about? He asked one of the students, who is your teacher? Oh, this is the famous Nimai Pandit. Nimai looked at him and smiled very gently and said, oh, we are very honored by your presence. Please come and take a seat. With great respect, he offered hospitality. Then he praised him. He said, we have heard your glories. They are sung all over the world. Saraswati speaks through you every time you open your mouth. Although we are just simple teachers and students of grammar, we wish to hear from you directly. They spoke on several subjects. Then Nimai said, will you kindly compose a poem in glorification of Mother Ganga? Immediately, he began to speak. Such poetry It was extraordinary. The sound was just roaring from his mouth, like the rumbling of clouds. He went on speaking without pause for 3 consecutive hours. It appeared that he would never end. The students were hypnotized, struck with wonder. How could anyone just on the spot compose such perfect Sanskrit poetry? Then he ended. The students, Jai Ram, we have never heard such poetry. Then Nimai said, your poetry is so exalted that no one can understand what you're saying. Please, kindly explain to us the various good qualities and faults of your poem. Digvijay Pandit said, my speaking never has a trace of fault. Nimai said, no, I want to hear about your faults from the beginning, middle, and end. I have never spoken any faults. Then Nimai perfectly repeated, I believe it was the 64th verse, one of those verses of the poem. Digvijay Pandit said, I spoke that poetry like the raging wind. How did you memorize it? I said, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, you are a great poet. And by the grace of that same Supreme Lord, I am a Shrutidhar. I remember anything I hear. And then he began to explain fault after fault in the poetry. He said, now you defend yourself. For the first time in his life, Keshav Kashmiri felt fearful. His mind became blank. His tongue would not move. Then he began to struggle and strain to defend what he had spoken. But everything he said, young Nimai Pandit refuted it instantly. He refuted it again and again. And then he said, all right, if you have nothing else to say, then let's go on to the next point. Can you explain? He was speechless. He was stunned. He could not say a word. Utterly defeated. The children smiled and began to laugh. Nimai Pandit said, be quiet. Said, you have composed this long, long poem. You must be very tired. So why don't you go home now and study your books and come back tomorrow and then I will ask you some more questions. He felt so ashamed, so embarrassed. He couldn't say a word. He went home. There, he began to worship Goddess Saraswati, praying that you gave me the benediction that I would never be defeated by anyone. You gave me the title of a Digvijay Pandit. Have I made some apparat to you? Why is it that this simple teacher of basic grammar defeated me and I had no words to speak in my defense? He began to chant mantras to invoke the mercy of Saraswati Devi. Then he went to sleep. In his sleep he had a dream. The goddess Saraswati appeared to him. She said that the real boon that I have given you is not that you become a Digvijay Pandit. The real fruit of worshiping me and chanting my mantras is not that you have become such a great scholar and defeated people in all directions. The mercy I have given you is I have given you the opportunity to to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Me, my Pandit, is the Lord of the universe. I am his simple maidservant. Whatever I know, I have received by his mercy. Even Brahma, Lakshmi, and Ananta Shesha, they receive their power to speak and their power to act from Nimai Pandit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of Kuma Avatar. It is he who appeared as Varahadev to lift the earth planet with his tusks. He appeared as Narasimhadev to rip apart Hiranyakashipu and protect his devotee Prahlad. He appeared as Lord Ramchandra to kill Ravana. It was he who Vasudev carried across the river Jamuna to the house of Nanda Maharaj. He is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Now he has appeared in Navadvip as Sri Gauranga. If you are actually my devotee, you will follow my path. You will go to him. You will give up all sense of false prestige, and you will surrender to his lotus feet. Do not think that this is just a dream. This is reality. Then she disappeared. Keshav Kashmiri got up from his sleep and immediately went to the house of Nimai. Lord Chaitanya came out, and he fell at his feet, begging for mercy. Lord Chaitanya said, "You are a Digvijay Pandit. What are you behaving like this for? This is not according to your stature." He said, "You are the Supreme Lord. You are my eternal master. Otherwise, how could anyone expertly defeat me and still maintain my sense of honor? When I came before you, I was speechless, because you are the very power of speech. The goddess Saraswati has informed me that you are my worshipable Lord. I surrender to you. Please, please teach me how I can be free from the entanglements of material desires and worship you with pure devotion." Lord Chaitanya instructed Digvijay Pandit, "Do not be attached to anything material. Great scholarship, wealth, fame, prestige, it is all useless. When the body dies, you cannot take anything with you. The only thing that is real is devotion to Krishna. It is eternal and infallible. You should constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. You should worship Krishna. And you should make no other goal in your life. Renounce everything in this world for Krishna consciousness." The Lord gave him three instructions: to worship Krishna, to chant the names of Krishna, and to be merciful to all living beings. He said, "Do not tell anyone who I am, or your life will be finished." The Digvijay Pandit surrendered his life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord embraced him. When he embraced him, he filled his heart with ecstatic love. Digvijay Pandit then, without telling anything to anyone, he left all his elephants, his chariots, all of his thousands and thousands of disciples and followers, and all alone, with bare feet, he entered into the forest to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Also in this place, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about this time of the day, was having kirtan with his devotees. Just then, some very dark, ominous clouds appeared in the sky. Thunder was rumbling. Lightning appeared. There was about to be a major downpour of rain. The devotees became very much disturbed because this was going to disturb their Sankirtan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right in the presence of all the Vaishnavas, he looked in the sky and he tapped his karatals together and told the clouds to depart. Within a moment, all the clouds disappeared and the full moon began to shine. The devotees in great ecstasy began to dance, chanting the holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.